This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Iran's foreign minister has called on Israel to stop its attacks on Gaza, warning that the war might expand to other parts of the Middle East if Hezbollah joins the battle. He told reporters in Beirut that Lebanon's Hezbollah group has taken all the scenarios of a war into consideration, and Israel should stop its attacks on Gaza as soon as possible. Israel considers Hezbollah its most immediate threat, estimating it has some 150,000 rockets and missiles. Far from Israel, Jews grieve and pray for peace in first Shabbat services since the Hamas attack. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At Temple Adas, Israel, an armed guard stands by for Friday night Shabbat service, a police car outside, and every seat inside taken. The congregation sings the Israeli national anthem. Rabbi Dan Geffen addresses them, his heart breaking along with his voice.
I don't think that I have been as filled with rage as I have been in the last week.
As a pacifist, he prays for peace with his followers, but tells them now is the time to stand united with Israel.
There is such a thing as righteous anger. There is such a thing as evil in this world. There is a time in which it must be fought.
A lot of prayers, tears, and hugs at this service in Sag Harbor, New York. I'm Julie Walker.
Palestinians are struggling to flee from areas of Gaza targeted by the Israeli military ahead of an expected land offensive a week after Hamas's bloody attack into Israel. In a nationally broadcast address Saturday night, Israel's chief military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, accused Hamas of trying to use civilians as human shields and issued a new appeal to Gaza residents to move south. Hamas urged people to stay in their homes. The UN and aid groups say such a rapid exodus of the evacuation area's 1.1 million residents would cause untold human suffering. For additional stories,